It is February 17th and 1:35. With us, Senator Seekins, Senator Ellis, myself, Bundy, Senator Stevens, and Davis are excused. We only have one item on our agenda today, and that is SB 100. It's the 911 surcharge. Lauren, would you join us in case we have questions? Did we have anyone else that would like to testify on this bill?
Okay.
Nobody online?
Not yet. I think
there is. There is someone online?
There's supposed to be a couple people who put their names.
Okay. I just question Senator Seekins, sir.
For the sense of moving on?
Yes.
I've got a question. I need to know the definition of a local exchange access line.
For the record, identify yourself.
For the record, my name is Lauren Wickersham, and I'm staff to Senator Con Bundy. And a local exchange access line, the definition is in 2935-133, number four. Local exchange access line means a telephone line that connects a local exchange service customer to the local exchange telephone company switching office and has the capability of reaching local public safety agencies, but does not include a line used by a carrier to provide inter-exchange services.
In other words, it's already in statute.
And what? So if the Bartlett Hospital has an extension in every room, do they have, and they have 50 rooms, do they have 50 local exchange access lines?
Yes.
I think you're going to see a lot of companies that will go back to three access lines and internal systems, but that's, I think you're going to see that.
Under current statute, if you only get charged for the first 100 lines, after that, it's just up to 100 lines. So municipalities, school districts, et cetera, would only be charged for the first 100 lines.
I'd point out that there's access charge currently under this scheme or system,
right.
And the only change will be in the amount of the charge, not in the style of the
system. I just wanted to make sure I understood it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman, did we... did the committee resolve any discrepancies between the term call center or dispatch? How was that handled?
The call center is under the definition of 911 service. The dispatch center is under the actual police department's, I guess, duties or mission. The call first comes into the call center. The call center then sends that call to the appropriate dispatch center for the appropriate police department.
Okay, so through the chair, they are two different things.
They are two different things.
We thought at the last committee hearing they may be the same thing or
not.
Just different. Okay, so the call center is a term of art, and that's what we're talking about in this, in the context of the legislation.
And the call center will be covered, through the chair, the call center will be covered under the 911 surcharge, and the money required to run a dispatch center will not.
Okay, thank you.
And we do have some folks online. Chief Monaghan, did you have additional information you'd like to share with us? Dial 911. I can't reach.
Oh, there you are.
Hello, Mr. Chairman. How are you?
Hi, Chief.
I'm here to, again, express my support for your bill. And again, I appreciate the fact that you're bringing this forward. It is a very big plus, I think, in the overall level that we will bring to our community and our citizens. And I'm here to answer any questions that may pop up or otherwise act as a resource for you in the interim.
All right, thank you. I see no questions at this time. Mr. Rogers, is that the same role you're playing today?
Tim Rogers?
Yeah. Yes, Mr. Chairman. I'm just here to respond to any questions you might have.
All right. Thank you.
You bet.
And for both the Chief and Mr. Rogers, the discussion we've had about the dispatch center and the call center, you both comfortable with us going with the call center as the focus of this bill?
If by call center you meaning the PSAP, yes, I am.
All right, thank you. We do have some other additional folks to testify. In Kenai, David Gibbs, please.
Yes, Mr. Chair. My name is David Gibbs. I'm the administrator of the Borough's 911 program. My testimony is very simple. Basically, we would like to indicate that the present surcharge revenue is insufficient to cover the current costs to provide the required services. And secondly, the Borough would prefer that the governing body, in our case, the Borough Assembly, be able to set that surcharge rate. I can take any questions at this time, and thank you very much for allowing me to testify.
You're certainly welcome, and for your information, the borough representative, Representative Olson, is with us today as well. You're aware, of course, that the local government can set the rate simply beyond the $2 cap with simply inviting a public vote.
Yes, I think the indications are that we would prefer that our governing body, in our case the Assembly, be able to set that rate, but thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to Fairbanks then, and Paul Harris from the Fairbanks Police Department.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have I'm just here to answer questions. I have dispatcher, lead dispatcher Johnson with me, and of course support this concept and the same reservations that I expressed before, that we'd like to see this be a $3 cap, and I think our local assemblies and councils are sufficient, have a sufficient public access point without going to a vote.
Thank you. Did Ms. Johnson wish to testify?
No, not at this time. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. We have one more group of off-net people to Mr. Molson, would you like to testify?
No, I have no testimony available for questions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Well, I see no questions. Anyone here in Juneau that would like to testify that hasn't signed up? Seeing none, we will close public testimony. The chair would like to move this bill on for further consideration. Exalted Vice Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd move that the CS for Senate Bill number 100, as reflected in versions /Y, be advanced from committee with individual recommendations and the attached zero fiscal note.
And hearing no objection, we have indeed moved CS for Senate Bill 100 from committee to the next committee of referral. For committee's information, Tuesday, February 22nd, we will be hearing a new bill, SB 100, dealing with overtime wages for flight crews.
105.
Excuse me. Thank you. 105. Dyslexia is okay as long as you keep it in the family. A previously heard bill, SB 93, I've been assured that it is such a simple bill, even the staff can handle it. So anything more to come before the committee? If not, thanks to all, and we'll stand adjourned.
Usually that phrase is even legislators.